This winter, a partnership between the University of Arkansas and the Ford Foundation comes to a close. During the tenure of the Ford Foundation International Fellowships Program, more than 500 international fellows came to the U of A campus to learn to speak and understand English better and become immersed in Northwest Arkansas life. The overall project ends this year after 12 years. The program was the single largest grant project in the history of the foundation, sending 4,000 fellows from 22 countries to 600 universities in nearly 50 countries. The local component of the Ford Foundation project lasted for more than 7 years and was a cooperative effort between the Ford Foundation and Spring International Language Center on the UA campus. Leah Bergman-Lanier is the director of Spring International. She says the fellows who came to Arkansas represented a certain portion of the overall group of Ford Foundation fellows.
And the group that we had is unique within that context. Mm-hmm. They are the students who are studying in country or in their region, so that they weren't having an opportunity for some of the things that those who went abroad did. They missed the opportunity for a really dynamic and different cross-cultural experience. They missed the opportunity of interaction with other fellows from other countries. They missed some of the opportunities for leadership and community service outside of their own communities.
Spring International worked hard to give their visiting fellows a thorough experience during their 9-week stay. Volunteer opportunities were lined up with local agencies and schools, women's shelters, the Boys and Girls Club. The fellows would visit city halls, TV stations, and neighboring towns. The activities were all arranged around the 2-month-plus immersion into English,
so that they had an experience of meeting each other, finding out that they all had similar kinds of problems and similar kinds of challenges, being underrepresented groups who would not have had this opportunity otherwise. And they had to adjust together.
Last month, Joan Dasson, the executive director of the Ford Foundation's International Fellowship Program, came to Fayetteville to help commemorate the conclusion of the partnership. She says the Ford Foundation embraced the Spring International Program part of the bigger project as an effort to foster internal equity.
What's so glorious about this program is that it enables fellows to do a lot of things at once, study English and realize its value, not simply because it's the dominant language in the world, but because it's a means to communicate with other people from throughout the world. And frankly, they get a slice of America and a kind of America that, you know, we who live on the coasts don't often see ourselves.
Leah Bergman-Lanier with Spring International says the chance for the fellows to spend their 9 weeks in the middle of the country in a smaller setting than New York, Chicago, or Los Angeles offered a different kind of access.
We wouldn't have met the mayor of Los Angeles or of New York. You know, here we have access to the mayor. Here we have access to the State House. We have, it's, and in that sense, I think it's an incredibly valuable experience for the fellows as well as it is for ourselves.
Many of the field trips taken by the fellows while staying in Northwest Arkansas were volunteer-based. Alana Massey organized most of those exercises during the course of the project's run. While some excursions were intended to be fact-gathering opportunities, many included hands-on efforts with agencies involved in areas of particular interest to the fellows.
And the fellows tend to be involved with agriculture, with rural development, with social issues, especially that deal with women and families. So we would always visit Peace at Home Shelter, and anytime they have a volunteer opportunity, we would take part in that. Particularly around the holidays, they do a Santa Sack volunteer activity, and our students act as translators and helpers for that. And then that also empowers our Spanish-speaking fellows because they get to help as real translators.
Joan Dasson, the executive director of the national program, says the benefits work both ways. While the fellows are receiving an intense English course, there is a domestic benefit as well. The experiences, including trips the fellows took to Tahlequah and Little Rock, can help possibly eliminate biases against the United States that exist elsewhere.
For our fellows to encounter an America that's heterogeneous, that's diverse, that has history, that has a record of its own struggles, the way you see in the Cherokee Heritage Museum or at Central High School, this is profoundly moving to them. And I feel actually very moved as well by the fact that this then becomes an experience where they have a window into the real America.
All of the praise, all of the success of the program can beg a simple question. Why end the relationship between the Ford Foundation and Spring International? Joan Dasson says, like all projects, the Ford Foundation International Fellowship Program had an intended shelf life. It was always intended to end. She says the project actually was stretched beyond that initial end date with more money in 2006. She says now it's time to concentrate on what lessons have been learned.
And in a nutshell, the lessons are that there is an enormous demand of people with what we think of as an IFP profile. That is to say, people who have struggled their whole lives. They don't have the financial resources to go to universities, even in their own countries, much less study internationally. But they have a burning desire to help in the social transformation of their societies.
Last month, the University of Arkansas, Spring International, the City of Fayetteville, and the Ford Foundation celebrated the success of the program with a banquet. Spring International, of course, will continue its curriculum as a professional academic center on the U of A campus. Leah Bergman Lanier says they'll continue to integrate many of the ideals developed through the Ford Foundation partnership.
We will continue to do the community service aspects. We will continue to do more leadership training because we learned in this process that this wasn't just something valuable for the IFP fellows, but rather to our community as a whole. And so we do more interactive work with community organizations, and we don't want to see those things end. So the seeds have been planted because of this program, and I think that that extension of the ripples in the pond, so to speak, is valuable to Fayetteville, and it's also valuable to us as an institution because it sets us apart.
You can learn more about Spring International by going to a link at our webpage, OzarksAtLarge.com.